He needed 10 ribbies. He's got, what, 11?
Yeah, he's in bold. I do it bold if you win, red if you lose. I've never pulled out the bold highlighter on a Bucko Auction House pick before the month of April was out.
Like the Undertaker at WrestleMania, my David Bednar save auction house item is back to life.
It sat up.
Yep.
The zombie sit-up from Bednar.
All right, way things work. Pirates-related things get brought up for bidding. We go back and forth until there's a winner. We chart these things and keep track of them all year.
The winner gets a very nice dinner where? At the...
Maybe it'll be the place I went to last night where I got evil eye from somebody in Pittsburgh Sports.
Man, you won't even name the place, but you claim you're going to say...
I can't because they don't spend money here.
But, okay, that makes sense.
I can't do Plugola and Payola.
Well, Ron Cook begs to differ, but...
Okay. All right. I didn't know you were going to go there.
What are we doing here?
All right.
Anyway, but you said you are going to name the person.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right. First item. Pirates wins versus the Cubs in 2025. They play 13 games against Chicago. I'll go 1.
2.
3.
4.
5. Five wins for the Pirates versus the Cubbies in 2025. Going once, going twice, sold you bottom. That was not smart by me.
Yeah, I thought four was the really was the magic number right there.
What the hell did I just do there?
Four was the number where you figure what Skeens gets two of them, so you hope that he gets the two.
Oh my God, was that
maybe you
really,
get a Bubba
really
Chandler?
Stupid.
Maybe you have the bats explode, and then you at least get a push. But man, I as soon as you said five, I was
damn
like,
it.
He just hung himself
well,
out.
Donnie,
to dry.
I saw him like move his face up to the microphone, so I thought I could do five and coax him into a six. Nope. No, there's a loss. All right, Andrew Heaney, ERA in 2025. I'll go under 5.
I'll go, well, we all know we're picking the under here. I'll go 450.
425.
Ooh.
420, pause for the cause, man.
420 to Malzi.
419.
419 to Don.
And this is with every team he's with, so it's the whole of his pitching performance.
Yep. .419?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
.418.
.417.
.417 to Donnie. .416.
.415.
.414.
.413.
412.
411.
410. I got to make up for the last one, guys.
409.
408.
407.
406.
405.
404.
403.
Andrew Heaney, 2025, ERA, 403.
Currently at 172 with the best whip in baseball at .766. Best whip in the National League, excuse me. A FIP for those of you interested.
I'll go 403.
227.
I'll go 403.
402.
401.
Even 4.
399.
398.
398. Andrew Heaney, ERA, to Donnie, going once. 398, Andrew Heaney, ERA, to Donnie, going twice. 398, ERA. Sold. You bought him.
Interesting mental game I was playing during that.
Which was to sit the whole thing out and watch Donnie and I bid back and forth?
Yeah, we
all observed that, Chris.
Couldn't decide whether Pony was actually willing to go that low, Don, because he figures Heaney left-hander, PNC Park, cavernous for lefties, favorable to lefties. Couldn't really figure out what you were going for. I thought you guys might have been looking up batting average on balls in play, which is abnormally low relative to his career. But man, I'm not saying it feels like a ticking time bomb, but the guy's ERA the last 2 years is 4.28 and 4.15.
In Texas, though.
Okay.
I don't think Donnie got a bad buy there, especially the way he's pitched so far this season.
I mean, I'm just surprised, Pony, that you seem to be so willing to go down towards four.
Because the guy's got an ERA under two right now. Great head start.
Also, he had a 3.64 ERA at home last year and a 4.86 on the road.
What's your point?
You said that Texas inflated his ERA. It would suggest that the games not in Texas hurt his
American
ERA.
League.
Oh, American League.
Yes, Texas is in the American League.
And the American League is just an inherently much better hitting league?
Sure.
Everyone has the DH now, so where does that argument get you?
Well, if you go back and look at the teams who scored the most runs in baseball last year, you'd be surprised by the predominance of American League teams.
Would I?
You would be, yeah.
Interesting. 4.29 ERA the year before in Texas on the road, 4.06 at home. So it again appears that Texas, if anything, helped him.
Let's do Andrew McCutchen OPS. He had four hits on Sunday. I will say over 600.
I'll say over 605.
610.
620.
625.
635.
650.
656.
675.
682.
690.
691.
695.
697.
700.
701.
702.
Didn't they do a song called Where My Girl's At?
How's it go?
I'm not going to sing it.
702, Andrew McCutchen OPS, to me, going
703.
Once. 703.
704. 705.
706.
707.
708.
709.
710.
711, free Slurpees.
711. Andrew McCutchen OPS to Malzi going once. I'll go 712.
Oh, Donnie's sitting this one out, pulling a Malzi. Man, I don't feel like we've ever gotten this far in the auction music.
712.
They're really slowing this thing down.
To me, going once.
713.
I knew that was coming.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go 715.
About to get ready for last call here at the saloon.
7:15 to me, going once.
7:16.
7:20. 7:20, Andrew McCutchen OPS to me, going once. Going twice. Sold, you bought him. Yeah, I either made up for that Cubs one or just buried myself a deeper hole. We'll see.
Andrew McCutchen.
8:15 right now.